This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Tuesday, August 27th. Well, the cattle markets yesterday were firm, which was a nice thing to see considering Friday had a fair amount of pressure to it, wiping out pretty much all of the last week's gains. And then yesterday you come in and you regain that. So we're back up to the highs of last week. And the markets look poised to get deeper into that gap area that it's struggled to do much with over the last couple weeks in the live cattle trade. I would look for the old double bottoms from June to be pretty notable resistance in the cattle complex, especially considering the inability to really bounce back very well following the washout from the packing plant fire. The markets finally stopped going down, but they really haven't bounced very much other than August, which is following the cash market a bit higher. But the back months have done very little. They've managed to stabilize and form a basing pattern, but we haven't even really been able to rally back up and test those old double bottom lows. So my guess is that there's not a lot of bullish momentum or bullish enthusiasm in the live cattle market at this point. So if it rallies enough to test those old double bottom lows, that's going to be fairly major resistance. And I would expect the markets would stall and probably then take another leg down and retest those lows from last week. Now, the feeder cattle are quite different. They had that big washout as well, but they snapped back pretty fast. We didn't quite fill the gaps from the initial sell-off. So they're in a much better chart formation than the live cattle are. But there too, the market seemed to kind of struggle. We started out, while we were higher yesterday, basically getting back to the highs of last week following that pressure on Friday. So we didn't get any follow-through selling on the lives or the feeders. But the feeder seemed to be in a better technical position. But there too, you're going to have pretty notable resistance at if we fill the gap from a couple weeks ago. And that's the thing. You know, the market's been able to rally. It's had a much stronger bullish, you know, enthusiasm for it, but in feeders. But we haven't even been able to really fill that gap yet. So that's, to me, going to be the kind of the key component. Market has spent a fair amount of time up here just below filling that gap. So why can't it do it? Why can't it just fill the gap and be done, or push beyond it ideally? And it's not been able to do either one of those. So that tells me, while there is some underlying support for feeders, there's still some notable upside resistance. And I would presume most of that's coming from the inability of the live cattle market to really stage any kind of upward momentum. So I think both the lives and the feeders have a little bit more to go on the upside, probably a couple dollars worth, and then I think we're going to run into another round of selling. And this, especially for guys who were caught long after the fire and the market fell apart on them, they still would like to get out of these long positions, and that would give them probably close to at least a break-even point at that point. So I'm guessing the market will fill the gaps on feeders, test the double bottoms on lives, and then reverse back down and come back down and test some support levels. In the cash trade, it looks like we're averaging around 107 to 108 on the Fed trade from last week, which would be steady, which would be up 1 to 2 from the previous week. Dress trade around 175, which would be up 4. Those are mixed from a year ago, Fed trade down 2 from last year, but the dress trade up 2. Dressed weights at 810 pounds on the average is up 2 from the previous week. Prime ribs at 403, that's up 14 on the week and up 45 from a year ago. 90% trimmings at 224 is up 1 on the week and up 13 from a year ago. So we're still seeing good support for the beef trade following this fire, which makes sense. You're going to see a sudden drop in beef supplies, especially your higher grade, higher value supplies, and that's going to have the market scrambling. So we're still seeing some of the repercussions of that. Year to date, federally inspected slaughter is up 1.2%. Cow slaughter is up 2.9%. Dress weights are down 1.0%, and beef production is up 0.3%. So we still see an elevated amount of cow slaughter. We're still seeing federally inspected slaughter higher than a year ago. Of course, we're into record numbers. Yet beef production is just barely above a year ago, and that, of course, comes from the weight still being notably below a year ago, which were running are running down about 12 pounds from a year ago. So quite a bit of difference in the dressed weights. Boxed beef values yesterday were mixed. Choice was up 54 cents at 238. Select down 105 at 212. Movement 87 loads. The spread between choice and select is at 26.40. So look for the cattle complex over these next few days to push higher. Try to get to those resistance points, but I do think that we're going to stall out there and probably come back down, test the lows in live cattle, and in feeders, probably test the lows that were put in last week, which did hold at a support level. If we take that out, then most likely we're going to head down to the contract lows that were put in on that washout following the packing plant fire. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.